Hamishi. The pasuk now continues with the topic of one who was magdish his steachuza. V'im misteachuza say yagdish ish l'Hashem, and if a person will be magdish his steachuza, the land he owns in Eretz Yisrael, v'hoya erkach halafi zarei, its value will not be based on the value, the market value of the field, but rather l'fi zarei, according to its size of how many seeds can be planted in this area. Zera chomer sa'arim b'chamishim shekel, the area that one can plant a chomer, the measurement of a chomer, which is a base core of barley, the area that can be planted will be worth 50 shekel kesef, 50 silver shekel. Rashi explains that this price of 50 shekel per base core only applies when he redeems it the year after Yovel, which means year number one of the next Yovel cycle. So if he redeems it in year number one, then it will remain by him for 49 years until Yovel, because by Yovel, as the pasuk says further, it will go to the Kohanim. So we see that the value of 50 shekel is for 49 years. But if he redeems it in any other year after the first year, then we break it down and we decide how much each year is worth. Because if for 49 years it is worth 50 shekel, if you divide 50 shekel by 49 years, you come out with a sela and a punjoin per year, 1 shekel and 1/48 of a shekel per year. So if he redeems it from the second year and on, so we look at how many years it will remain by him until the next yovel, and for each year he will pay a sela and a punjoin. And this is what the pasuk is saying. Im mishnas hayovel yagdish sadeu, if during the first year after Yovel, the person was Magdish's field, and somebody came during that first year to redeem the field, then ke'erkecho yokum, he will pay the price that is stated earlier, 50 shekel for every base core. But if he will not be Magdishit during that first year, vim achara Yovel yagdish sadeu, and he will first be Magdishit in the year following the first year, or any year after that, or even if he's Magdishit during the first year, but it was not redeemed during that first year, only in the following years, the halacha is, v'chishev la'akoyin es hakesef, the koyin will calculate the money, api ashonim hanoisoris achnas hayovel, how many years remain from the time of the redemption until yovel, because by yovel, this field will go to the kohanim, so he will not have it only until yovel. So we calculate how many years it will be in his possession from the time of the redemption until yovel, and he will pay a sela and a punjoin per year. Nigra me'erkecho, and he will subtract from its value the years that precede the redemption, the years from the previous yovel until the time of the redemption. He will not pay for those years because he did not have the field during those years. For example, if he redeems the field on the fifth year after Yovel, then he will pay a sela and a punyan for each year from that fifth year until Yovel. But he will not pay a sela and a punyan for the years that preceded his redemption, the first 5 years, because during those 5 years, he did not own the field. That's what it means, v'nigra merkecho, we subtract from its value the years that preceded his redemption, the years that he did not own the field. And the pasuk continues, Vim goyel yigal es asode hamagdish oisoi, if the one that was magdishit wants to redeem the field, v'yosav chamishas kesef erkecha olav v'kamloi, then he must add a fifth to the price stated above. Like we said earlier, whenever the magdish is redeeming the field, then he must add a fifth. Vim lo yigal es asode, and if the magdish did not redeem the field, vim mocher es asode leish acher, and the gizbar, the treasurer of hegdish, sells the field to another person, lo yigal oi, this field will not be redeemed and become the possession of the original owner anymore. Because v'hoya hasodeh b'tzeiseh b'yovel, this field, when it will go out by Yovel, will not return to the original owner like every other steachuza, but rather, kodesh l'Hashem k'steacherim, it will be holy to Hashem, just like a field that is segregated, a field that a person said should become cherim, which the halacha is, it goes to the kohen. Here too, l'kohen t'achuzosoi, this field will go to the kohanim, it will go to the kohanim who are working the shift in which the Yom Kippur of Yovel comes out. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin, V'hoya erkecho l'fi zarei, and its value will be according to its size, according to the amount of seeds that can be planted. V'loi kifi shavyo, but not according to its market value. Ach asoda toivo, whether it is a good field, v'ach asoda ro, and whether it is a bad field, pidyon hegdeshon shavo, its redemption from hegdesh will be equal. It will go according to the size. Base core sa'arim b'chamishim shkolim, the size that one can plant a base core of barley will be worth 50 shekel. Kach gezeres hakosov, so is the decree from the Torah. And this is true if he is coming to redeem it the first year after Yovel. Then he will pay 50 shekel for each base core. But if he's coming to redeem it after that first year, or any other year after that, then he will give according to the calculation of a sela and a punjin, 1 shekel and 1/48 of a shekel for each year that it will be in his possession. Because it is only hegdish according to the number of years until the next yovel. She'im nigalo harei toiv. If he redeems it before that time, then it's fine and it will be his. But vimlav, if not, hagizbar meichur b'dam halolu la'acher. The treasurer of hegdish will sell it at this price to another person. V'medes bi'ad ha'lekeach, and it will stand in the hands of the lekeach of the buyer from hegdish ad ha'yovel until yovel. Kishar kol asodos hamachurois, like every other field that is sold that remains in the buyer's possession until yovel. But when Yovel comes, something different will happen to this field. It will not return to its original owner, but rather, ukishi yotze miyodai, when it leaves the buyer's hand, chayzeres l'kayhanim shel oise mishma shayovel pagea boy. It will return to the kayanim, who are working during the week that Yom Kippur of Yovel comes out. Umischalekes beinehem, and it is divided among them. Zehu ha-mishpat ha-omer b'magdish sodeh, this is the law of one who is Magdish Steachuza, the Akshav Afarshenu al Seder HaMikrois, and now I will explain it according to the order of the Psukim. Zok Rashi, im Mishnas HaYovel Yagdish, if he will be Magdish this field during the first year after Yovel, im Misha Ovro Shnas HaYovel, if right after Yovel passed, during that first year, Miyad Higdisha, he was Magdish it right away, Uboza Legoyla Miyad, and then a person came to redeem it right away during that first year, the halacha is, Ke'erka Chayokum, according to this price, it will remain. Ke'erka Hazer HaOmer Yeh, it will remain with the price stated above, Chamishim Kesev Yitain, he will give 50 shekels for every base core. But vim achar yovel yagdish, if he will wait until after yovel, until the years after that first year, to be magdish the field, v'chein imigdisha mishnas hayovel, and also if he was magdish it during that first year, but v'nishta biyara gizbar, it remained in the hand of the gizbar until years later, uboz elegoalo, and then the person comes to redeem it achar yovel, not during that first year, but during the other years after yovel, the halacha is v'chishiv lahakoynes hakesv al piyashon hanayso. The Kohen will calculate the years according to the years that remain until Yovel. Kifi cheshbin, according to the calculation. Ketzad, how does he calculate? Hare ketzav domeil shel arboim votesha shonim. The amount that the Torah set up for 49 years is chamishim shekel, 50 shekel. So if you want to find out how much each year is worth, you must divide the 49 years by the 50 shekel. Hare shekel chol shana. It comes out that you have a shekel for every year. But this is not the exact amount, because if you were to pay 1 shekel per year for 49 years, you will only be paying 49 shekel. And we said the price is 50 shekel, so we must divide the 50th shekel among the 49 years. Zok Rashi, v'shekel yesra kulon. There is one extra shekel, the 50th shekel, that must be divided. V'shekel arboim u'shmona punjin. And a shekel is equal to 48 punjin. Harisela u'punjin lashona. It comes out that if you divide 50 shekel over 49 years, it's a sela and a punjin per year. The only problem is, if he pays a sela and a punjin per year for 49 years, he will end up paying 49 sela, 49 shekel plus 49 punjin. And we know that a shekel is equal to 48 punjin. So really, 49 shekel plus 49 punjin is equal to 50 shekel plus 1 punjin. Zok Rashi el sher chosar punjin echad. There is one punjin that is missing, because when we pay a sela and a punjin per year, we come out to 50 shekel plus a punjin. And the Torah says that for 49 years, you pay 50 shekel. There is one punjin missing. Zok Rashi, V'amru Rabbi Seinu, our Chachamim say, Sha'oise punjin, this extra punjin, when giving a sela and a punjin per year, kalboin is a payment, leprutput, for the small coins. Because if somebody gives money to a money changer and he wants to give small coins for a large coin, he must pay a fee, because the money changer does not need the small coins. So if you want the larger coin, you must pay a fee. So too over here, when one pays Hegdish a sela and a punjin, and he gives Hegdish the small coins, then he has to pay a little bit more, and he pays 50 shekel plus 1 punjin, as opposed to the 50 shekel total that is stated earlier. And Rashi continues, Va'bo ligoil, and the person that wants to redeem the field, yitain sela upunyun l'chol shana. He will give a sela and a punyun for each year, l'shanim ha'nesoris atchnas ha'yovel, for the years that remain from the time of his redemption until the next yovel. V'nigra merkecha, but he subtracts from his value, minyan ha'shanim, the number of years, shemishnas ha'yovel, from the previous yovel, atchnas ha'pidyun, until the year of his pidyun, because during those years he did not have the field. Vim gol yigol ha'magdish, and if the one who redeemed it is the Magdish, Yosef Chaimish ala Kitzva Hazois, he will add 1/5 to the amount stated earlier. Vim lo yigolos hasodeh ha-Magdish, if the Magdish does not redeem the field, vim mocher ha-Gizbor es hasod le-Shacher, and the Gizbor, the treasurer, will sell this field to another person, lo yigol oid, it will not be redeemed to become the property of the one who owned it. Lo shav biyad ha-Magdish, to return to become the property of the one who was magdish the field, but rather by yovel it will go to the kohanim. V'hoya hasod b'tzeisa by yovel, and this field, when it goes out by yovel, miyad haloikchem in hagizbar, from the one who bought it from the treasurer, kederech shar sodas hayoytzes miyad loikchem by yovel, like other fields that go out from the buyer by yovel, but it does not go to the original owner, but rather kodesh l'ashem, it goes to the kohanim. And Rashi tells us the words Kodesh Lashem does not mean it goes back to Hegdish. Lo sheyoshev lehegdish bedek habayis. It does not mean that it goes back to Hegdish, back to fixing the Beis HaMikdash. Liyad HaGizbar, back to the treasurer of Hegdish. Elo kistei acherim, it has the dinim of a field that once said should be cherim. Hanosim lekahanim, which the aloch is that it is given to the kahanim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says concerning cherim, kol cherim bi Yisrael, when one says that something should become cherim, lecho yiu, it belongs to you, the kahanim. Afzu, also this field, tischalek lekahanim, it will be divided by the kahanim, shall oisei mishmar sheyom ha-kippurim shall yovel pagayaboy. It will be divided to that mishmar, to that shift that is working the week of Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Ayin Mefarshim would discuss that Rashi over here and Rashi in Bahar seem to be going according to two different Manda Omrim in Mesechta Erechin. Because over here Rashi says that when do the fields leave the Rashus of the buyer? On Yom Kippur of Yovel, as opposed to Rashi in Parshas Bahar, Perik Chofei, Pasuk Chofches, who says that they leave the Rashus of the buyer on Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. As Rashi says, Sheha Yovel Mishamet B'tchilosoi, Yovel releases the field in the beginning of the year by Rosh Hashanah. The Ayin B'mishnah L'melech, in Hilchas Erechin, Perik Dalet Halocha Chof Dalet, that discusses this Rashi.